General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
A week or two ago, I brought you a story from the world-famous author Stuart Clutie. Tonight, I would like to tell you one based on a story written by his wife, Tiny, as she is affectionately known to her friends.
I may be tiny, but you should see me next to Pygmy. I simply tower over them.
Well, there she is for you. Yes, it's a story in light mood, but then there's always a light side to life, isn't there? I will tell you of a safari she and her husband made together a few years ago. Even though a tale of fun, all the details are absolutely true. And I think it does bear out the excitement, the danger that can be encountered when one goes into the land of game in this vast continent. I am indebted to Tiny Clutie for allowing me to bring her story to you, one she called Nylon Safari. Nairobi is safari land. Everyone there is safari-minded. Safari cars are parked in front of all the hotels, and newspaper advertisements announce that safari shoes and bush jackets can be made to measure within 24 hours. It was here, in the new Stanley Hotel, that Tiny Clutie sat one evening watching the other tourists. Her husband had gone out half an hour before with what she called that cat that ate the canary look. He said he was going to get her a present. As she sipped her tea, she thought,
I wonder what Stuart's going to buy me. Maybe a mink coat? No, I don't think so. I know, a diamond, a lovely big diamond. Oh, what a honey that man is. Still, I worked hard on that trip we've just done. Oh, now peace and quiet. Go to bed when I want, get up when I want, have a hot bath when I...
What are you mumbling to yourself for, Tiny?
Oh, hello, Stuart. I never saw you come up.
Well, you're so busy mumbling into your teacup, darling. You miss me?
I always miss you. No, I was just thinking.
Oh, aren't you interested in your present?
Well, of course I am, darling, but I thought I'd just let you surprise me.
Well, as a matter of fact... Oh, hello, Bill. Ah, this is Mr. Buncher, Tiny, and my wife. We're going to see a lot of each other.
Oh, will we? That'll be nice. How do you do, Mr. Buncher?
Nice to know you, Mrs. Clutie.
Well, sit down, Bill. Now, everything organized?
Yes, if you can leave at the short notice, we'll gather day after tomorrow.
Oh, we're lucky, aren't we, darling? Mr. Buncher's a white hunter, you know.
Oh, I had a shrewd suspicion. That hat, you know, Mr. Buncher.
Well, he's just managed to fit us in for 3 weeks before his next safari.
What are you trying to tell me, you two?
Oh, please call me Bill. We'll be seeing a lot of each other during the next few weeks.
Yeah, Bill. You don't mean... I mean, not 3 weeks. Well, what about my hot bath and getting up in the morning and my bed and lots of other things? And, oh, no, you can't.
Oh, you love it, Mrs. Clutie. Up at dawn, see the animals, see the country... It's not like the zoo, you know. Camp in the bush, sleep under the stars, wonderful life.
Yeah, flies, dust, ants, spiders, scorpions, snakes. What about them? Oh, I've read adventure books, too.
I'm glad you like the idea, Mrs. Clutie. We'll get you fitted out with clothes and things tomorrow.
You're too kind, Bill. And look, if it's going to cost £600, that works out to approximately £1 an hour. In that case, forget my bed.
Your bed, Tiny? What are you talking about?
Well, you don't think I'm going to sleep at £1 an hour, do you? You must be dilly.
My wife's sense of humor, Bill. Very cute.
Yes. Now I must get my bicycle. Lots to do. See you tomorrow, Mrs. Clutie.
Will it be at dawn?
Oh, no. That'll be the following day.
Oh.
Goodbye.
I don't think I'm going to like that man.
Oh, don't be so silly, dear. This is the chance of a lifetime. We just can't afford to miss it.
We can't afford to do it either, I shouldn't think.
Where are you going, Tiny?
To lie in a bath.
Oh.
A lovely hot one. I don't see myself getting another for a few weeks. Present indeed. Here I am dreaming of new shoes, red with 3-inch heels on a base as narrow as they'd barely cover a threepenny bed. And what am I going to get? Handmade walking shoes and canvas mosquito boots. You're all the same, you men. All the same. I bought sunburn cream, throat lozenges, colorless lipstick for chapped lips, liniment iodine, paladrin, snake bite serum, water purifier, anti-mosquito cream, a flick gun, hand lotion, corn plasters, and a yashmak. When Stuart saw my purchases, the reaction was just what I expected. Masculine, with a man's total lack of understanding. But we used everything, except the snake bite serum and the corn plasters, before we'd finished. The following morning, in the blackest hour of the night, we were called.
Sakumina moja, ma'am, sir.
Mm-hmm.
May I see Arisa?
Oh, go away, go away.
You, ma'am, sir.
Now, come along, Tiny, get dressed. We're paying for this, you know. Got to keep on to schedule. Say, you look as if you're going to the North Pole. Oh, what's that under your arm?
It's a flip gun, and I'm not going anywhere without it.
Very well, please yourself. Ah, there's the truck. Morning, Bill.
Morning. Morning, Mrs. Clutie.
Morning.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, we're all set now. You'd better sit in the front, Mrs. Clutie. It's not so drafty. Mr. Clutie, if you sit there, then Mrs. Clutie can sit in the outside by the door.
Uh-huh. See more there.
Right.
I can't see anything at the moment.
Oh, it'll be dawn soon. Oh. There we are. A snug as a bug in a rug.
Oh, heaven preserve me from that man.
Well, away we go. You know, I can remember the good old days when shooting was quite near to the town. Now you've got to go a long way to get it.
I never knew it then.
Oh!
What's the matter, Tiny?
Well, no wonder. I'm sitting on an open spring in this seat. Oh!
Yes, I'm sorry. The boys have the sponge rubber cushion at the back.
Oh, really? Interesting. You know, when I was at school, we used to have a model who, in between drawing periods, used to go and sit on the radiator. Well, when she got back, she used to... Well, she had a fascinating pattern on her... Seems I'm going to have a spring. Gee, if only you boys knew how I'm enjoying my present.
The hours passed and the dust increased. And then Tiny made an important statement.
I want a bush.
Hmm? Oh, don't be silly, dear. There aren't any here.
Stewie, I want a bush.
Oh, please, Tiny. And you were saying, Bill, you know, some people don't have the right attitude towards a safari. They think the white hunter's a hired man. Well, he isn't. He's a professional man, like a doctor or lawyer. He does the best he can for his clients, but guarantees nothing.
If things go wrong, he tries to rectify them. But there his responsibility ends. I mean, he can't produce animals if they've left the area, can he?
Of course not, old man.
Sometimes they move for no particular reason. The code of the white hunter is good sportsmanship.
Oh, is that why the sponge rubber mats at the back?
Yeah, there's a bit of a mist coming up, won't it? Too early for rain, of course, but... Well, if he does come, we can always put down the curtains. Now, it's lucky you're in the front seat, Mrs. Clutie. Keeps you warm and dry.
I still want a bush.
Well, we should make a manga by lunchtime.
Lunchtime? It's only 10 o'clock now.
Oh, don't worry, darling. Time passes ever so quickly.
Oh, look, Stuart. Oh. Look at that poppet of a little animal.
It's a Jerrinook. Now we'll see lots of them.
Well, that's lucky. We didn't see much of that one.
Well, I don't like to stop on my way to camp. Must be there before dark. Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Clutie. You'll see all you'll want to see on this trip.
Yeah, you guessed it. We never did see another Jerrinook. For that matter, I may never see another Jerrinook in my whole life. We finally reached the rest camp somewhere near Lake Amboseli in the late afternoon. There were some guest houses, but they were all booked up, so we camped in the true tradition of luxury. It wasn't long before our boys had the tents up and all shipshape. Fires were lit, and joy of joys, Bill came to us and said...
Well, there we are. Your tent's ready, and you can have a wash if you want. I put your tent up facing Kilimanjaro. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, fancy. Well, I can't see anything, but it's nice to know it's there.
Oh, the mist will clear, Mrs. Cutie. I hope you find your tent all right.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, isn't that just cute? Table and all, and the boys unpacked all my things. Stuart, look. Water in a basin. Oh, come on, Clutie. Let's wash behind those ears. I'm getting to get this. Now, where are my sandals?
I say the mist has cleared. Come and look at Kilimanjaro.
Coming.
Okay, wait for me. Oh, my poor feet.
Yes. The camp's only just been cleared of thorn.
Oh.
Well, after you've pulled them out, you'd better use some antiseptic. Thorns can be nasty.
Can be nasty, do you say? I'm speared like a sausage on a toothpick at a party. Luxury! A pound an hour, indeed!
There's a sight.
It certainly is wonderful, Bill.
You know, I think your wife's enjoying herself, what?
Oh, yes, definitely. You feel all right, darling?
Yeah, but I think my mosquito boots are too big. What do you think?
Oh, no, those are fine. Especially if your feet swell up.
Thanks very much. Oh, isn't that mountain too beautiful?
Oh,
good. Well, let's go and eat.
Best suggestion of the day, and am I hungry?
Well, now you should feel better, Mrs. Clutie.
Oh, I feel a different person, Bill. And do you think you could call me Tiny?
Oh, thank you. By the way, don't forget your paludrine. Well, we don't want you coming down with fever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But where are they, Stuart?
Here they are.
Oh, thanks.
What time in the morning, Bill?
5 o'clock.
Five? Well, we're not going anywhere, are we? I mean, we're here.
Oh, catch things on the move. Best time to see them before they go and lie up. You know, if you don't mind my suggesting it, I think you should turn in.
What was that?
Lion.
Oh, for a moment I thought you said lion.
I did.
What? What? Right here, snuffling around the camp?
Oh, they won't do you any harm unless, of course, you stray too far from camp. Oh, well, I'm for bed. Good night.
Stray? Stuart, I want to go to bed.
Well, all right, darling. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
Come on then, Tiny. You enjoying yourself?
Well, yes. Oh, I see the boys lit the lamp for us.
And he's left the tent flap open. We seem to have visitors.
My flick gun. Where's my flick gun?
No, stay calm. Don't lose your head.
I'm going to speak to you.
Get inside your mosquito net, darling. That's better.
Oh, yeah. Stuart, where did they put the you-know-what?
Got you, my beauty.
Huh? What? You know what?
You know the... Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, well, it's not worth putting it up for a day or so. Plenty of bushes outside.
Bushes? Outside? You expect me to go out there by myself with those lions and leopards and buffalo and rhino and find myself... I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock when I'm too nervous even to go to bed.
Come on, darling. We needn't go far.
What a night that was. No rest at all.
Wakey, wakey!
Well, what's going on?
Come on out and I'll tell you.
Well, thank goodness I slept with my clothes on, saved dressing now. Where are my boots?
Tiny, what are you doing?
Just a precaution against scorpions.
You won't get them here.
No!
Oh! Well, it must have been a stray one.
Mm.
Are you ready, you two?
Oh, yes, just coming. Come on, dear.
Yeah, okay. Now, where's my camera?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning. Morning, Tiny.
Morning.
Well, let's get started. No time to lose.
But what about breakfast?
Oh, no time for that now. We'll have it at lunch. Now, in you get.
Oh, luxury safari.
Oh, I'm glad to see you brought your camera. We should get some good shots this morning. Rhino, that's what we're after. They should be just over this hill here.
Rhino? They're dangerous, aren't they?
No, not really. As a matter of fact, you feel that dent running along the door by your elbow?
Yeah.
Rhino did that. Yeah. They hit me full tilt. But they're not really dangerous. They just gallop along beside you and take an occasional poke at the car. They can't do much.
Oh? Well, I should have thought it depended on which side of the car you were sitting.
Oh, that's nearly light. Should be seeing something soon. What's that over there?
That's them, half left. Five of them.
They look kind of disturbed. Isn't this close enough?
Yes, they do look a bit annoyed. Hello, they're moving. They're going to charge.
Yes, just trotting at the moment.
Oh, yes, they can go much faster than that.
Oh, well, then I'll let them do it on your side of the truck. Let's go.
Yes, they mean it, all right.
Well, hurry! Here they come!
I'll have to take avoiding action. I'm going to turn to the right.
Oh, the door's come open! I'm falling out!
Oh, all right, I'll get you. There you are. Now get some pictures with that camera. Go on, they're just behind you.
I can see that, you big dog.
Well, come on, you'll never get another chance like this. Are you all right?
Yeah, now pull me back.
Okay.
Have you ever had a rhinoceros breathe in your ear hole? Well, you better try it sometime. You realize I nearly fell out of the truck.
Yes, but think of those pictures. Should be terrific.
Yeah, that's how it went. Always little Tiny in a jam, while those two big palookas enjoyed my presence. And then in the third week, I think it was the third, I'd lost all count of time by then, we were returning one evening after dark.
I don't like this rain much. It's early this year. We've got mud all over the lights as well, I think.
Look out!
Now, blast it. We've hit a donga. You boys, get the planks out and the big jack. Jump to it now.
Donga? Looks more like a crater to me.
Would you both mind jumping out? It'll lighten the truck.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hop out. Oh! Oh!
Oh, dear. Tiny appears to be in trouble.
You all right down there?
You couple of... Why didn't you tell me this hole came all this way?
Well, awfully sorry, dear. I had no idea. Out you jump, then.
Jump? I'll need to climb.
Oh, all right. I'm coming.
That's it. Now get those clamps right under the wheels. And the jack here.
That's better now, darling. You feel all right?
All right. The jack full up, ma'am. Planks under. I'll drive out. A steward. Can you go over the other side? Watch my wheels, will you?
What on earth's that?
Oh, elephant and lion. They're coming this way.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Right, here goes. You boys on? Well, stand well away from the truck, Tranny. You'll get covered in mud otherwise.
Get?
Hey, wait for me!
Oh, shut up.
Somebody help me. You can't leave me in the middle of Africa like this. Stuart! Stuart!
Oh, I'm coming, darling. Don't need to be scared. What are you doing?
Looking for my shoe. Oh, shine your flashlight, will you? Oh, here it is. There. Well, it was nice of you to come back. I always feel safe with you here, Stuart. Yeah, that's the way it went. On the following morning, it began to rain. And we had, of course, to be on the other side of the river, which hadn't been a river when we crossed earlier in the day.
Well, we won't get over this, not today. Oh, maybe several days.
Oh, there's the camp just the other side, so near and yet so far.
Do you think we could ford it?
Who, me?
Oh, why not?
I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want to stay here either, do you?
No, but if the car can't make it, I can't say that it's particularly safe for me.
The car would get stuck. You've got no carburetor, so you'd make it. We'll cross together.
Oh. All right. The boys can carry the gear, then I'll bring the big truck and try and tow this one over. Oh, be careful. There are some deep holes there.
All right, now take your shoes off, darling. It's going to be quite all right, so don't worry.
Just as you say.
Yeah, that's it. Now, tie your shoes around your neck. That's it. Now then, over we go. Come on.
Oh, it's cold. Kurt's strong, too.
Oh, Tiny, please turn round. I want to get a picture of this.
Oh, you do you? How's that?
Now, hold on just a second while I adjust the camera. Mm. Now, where have you gone?
That's funny. She was here a moment ago. Oh, here she is.
Look, Stuart, you're about 7 feet tall. I'm not. Please don't stand me on a hole again. You take them. I'll keep to the shallows. Okay, take your darn picture. It'll be the picture of the year. Well, that was it. The following day, we packed up and made for the ferry on Lake Victoria. It had, of course, to go at dawn, but by now I was hardened. We were halfway over when the dawn came up. I was sitting between the two men. The least they could do was to keep me warm.
Here comes the sun, darling.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's the last time I shall see dawn for an awful long time. Do you know, I'm thinking of that hot bath. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Have you enjoyed your present, Tiny?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, really. Maybe next year. Could it be a ring, a diamond ring for our anniversary?
Oh, well, we'll have to see. I've fixed up for a 3-month safari into the Congo. When exactly was it, Bill?
What? The Congo? Oh, no. No, I can't bear it.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.